Well, well, well. I apologise to all of you who had to endure the bullying that went on last week on this show. At least Sean Ormerod has the guts to turn up and take his beating today. Joel Kane, oh, I'm sick. I've been run down.
I'm starting to get a bit of head noise because obviously you were missing last week, and I mean I'm here consistently because that's what I'm paid to do, and I always turn up.
That looks
mothers, but okay. Is it me? Do I need some new deodorant?
Or, well, I think you do, but that's not the issue. But the whacking that I copped last week.
Yeah.
Firstly, I started listening.
Oh, you've taken note.
I thought there's so many things here I can't remember. Joel doing a magic trick to start the show. What has this become? What has this become? The midday show with Ray Martin. You referring to comparing my absence to your co-Vicky from 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I put worse. It clear.
Way worse.
I put it clear. I made it very clear 2 or 3 weeks ago, right in this spot right here. Did I not say, boys, magic round week before, I'm having 3 days off. I haven't had any days off for whatever. I've got a nice little window.
Get the violin out here.
I'm not complaining about that, but I said I'm taking 3 days off. I'm out. I pulled out of NRL tonight on Fox. I didn't do anything for 3 clear days. Right? No one said boo. You, Sean Ormerod. And hello, everyone. This will get nice and happy, but I've got to get this off my chest. You hide behind your missus COVID. I never said you had to come in. But when the option was put to you that day, you said, nah, that'll be okay. That'll be fine. That was my issue.
I think it might have been too hard basket.
Too hard basket. Yeah. To click on a link and flip your laptop on. This thing right in front of him. Yeah, it's a very nice laptop. It has a camera. What about you blokes taking the opportunity to suck up to Hammy? Because I gave Hammy a little whack a few weeks ago.
Little?
I can't remember. I was joking, by the way. But you two take the advantage, right? Also, Joel, I wish he was here because he did the scoreboard, right? And we've had a battle of a year, right? It's been a battle of a year. Now, you're starting to really turn it around. You're actually tipping very well. Joel's tipping okay. Joel then does, and one thing I haven't done, because I don't want to embarrass any of us, doesn't matter to me. I'm here to host the thing. You two are supposed to be experts, but when we do the leaderboard, I go very quickly, Joel got bum, bum, Joel got Sean, cool. Go, Dan got him. I don't do the overall percentages. Joel does this whole spiel because he cracked 50%, right? So he cracked 50, did his score, which is 51, your score, which is whatever. And then Dan is struggling. Why embarrass me? I mean, are you that insecure, Joel, that you had to just make sure at the expense of other colleagues, I'm at 51%, everyone.
I can't believe you're being so cynical. And that's why you did it. Then
making up new segments. I can't even remember what the segments were. They were so forgettable. But hang on, we're a team here, and you're just making up new segments.
Now you're bagging Cam.
Well, fine, Cam. And well, what's this garbage about me smoking at the Jupiter's Casino? It's the Star Casino now until 6 a.m. And I have very good info. So it makes me question when you actually do have info. Firstly, they haven't allowed you to smoke at a casino, at a table.
Certain tables, I know.
Well, I'm not rich. I'm not. And they're not poker tables. They're the blackjack tables. They're the roulette tables. And you have to pay 4 figures a head. I played poker till 9:30 p.m.
So my spies were correct.
No, you said till 6 a.m. having a smoke. Neither were true. So anyway, I'm glad I've got that off my chest. I feel like I've defended myself. Joel. Because he's not here, I won't go on about the suit. One day was enough.
Well,
didn't have to wear the suit all weekend.
To be fair, the contrast in wardrobes from Shug last week to you this week.
You don't get my A-grade wardrobe.
We can't see
you don't
sweats.
Get my after that performance last week. You do not get my A-grade wardrobe.
Did you run here like Rocky, just cracking a few eggs in the mouth?
That's exactly right. You ever tried that? The eggs? I tried that once.
Yeah, I tried it once as well,
Came back. Mm. It was, what do they call it in the in the hot dog eating competition, there is a specific name for vomiting. I can't remember what it is. Not a return of serve, but it was in that vein. Now, Sean, I see. I was in some WhatsApp group where there was a message every 7 seconds, and it had Hammy and Deeney and Roasty,
well-oiled machine,
Booby, and everyone from Sportsbet. But you. Are you that arrogant that you feel that you don't have to be at Magic Round? You're the face of Sportsbet Rugby League, and you decided, nah, Brisbane, too hard basket. What is going on, Sean?
It's been the flavour of my year, too hard basket. No, I had the option to go to Magic Round, but I thought I'd be better served in my analysis of the game, because I knew if I went there and I was in the stands, I'd be lucky to remember about 4 minutes of football. So I was lucky enough, sat on the couch all week, and that was magic, just being able to watch every single minute of every game from the comfort of my
own home. You can do that every weekend. And you have Fox, have KO.
I do it every week.
They're the same time slots. But thank you. No, because I thought there was no way I was going to allow you to besmirch the good people down in Melbourne at Sportsbet, right, who clearly were up there on a junket, but you weren't involved. But I'm glad you have clarified that you did have the option and you chose not to do it. So
how was it overall?
Honestly.
Bad, ugly?
It was fantastic. I've got some issues with a couple of things, but it can never leave Suncorp Stadium. The talk of Sydney is ridiculous. The talk, I think, please, can all talkback radio stop doing that? It's an easy fill subject. Should Sydney host Magic Round? The answer is no. Next subject, 131873. Click on the feedback icon. No, Sydney should never host it. I mean, here's the thing, Sean. The weather was awful, and yet 40,000 turned up on night one.
Yeah.
46,000 night two and 40,000 on a beautiful sunny Sunday afternoon on night three. It really is a festival, and I don't see any need. If they can jack up the price out of Queensland, fine. But don't worry about Townsville. We can do other things with Auckland. We don't need two or three Magic Rounds a year.
One
is enough.
Yeah, one a year.
It's perfect.
And it was clear there was obviously some negotiations going on in the background, and fair play to whoever that raised, that threw a little pippy out there that, we might think about having a Sydney. So have they got it for two more years now?
I think, yes. That's what they told me, that they've definitely got it for the next two. Now, serious question, the television ratings went up, so people bought in. Again, there were some good games. Manly, Brisbane, good matchups coming in. Penrith, Melbourne, obviously, disappointing it sort of blew out. And Roosters, Parramatta. What a great game. I hope that.
Cracking.
I'm glad. I hope it came through on TV, because it was the game of the weekend. Was betting up? Do people actually increase their betting?
Good question. I don't know off the top of my head, but generally, I mean, the TV ratings is always a good gauge for us.
Yeah.
You see it sort of trends pretty nicely with it. So if I was, and I will actually, now you've sort of piqued my interest in that, I'll go have a look. But good to hear that ratings are up, and all in all, from looking from afar,
be there next year, sure.
I did have some FOMO. I got Saturday afternoon.
Silly.
I thought, I've got to be there next year.
The smart people left on Sunday night. I left on the Monday. That's like one day too many in Vegas.
How zoo-like was the airport Monday morning?
Well, a little later. As you know, I don't like getting up early, so I got a 1:10 flight.
Pardon me.
Sean?
Why would I have thought it was an AM flight?
The Bulldogs.
Yeah, and we've got Bulldogs fiasco written down on the run sheet, and it sort of does feel a bit fiasco-like. I mean, the how far we've come in 2 weeks since Phil Gould said... what was the exact quote?
Trent Rudd will be here.
He'll be there long after I'm gone. Well, fast forward 14 days, that's not the answer. I'm fascinated to see what happens this Friday night. And shout out to the NRL as well. I applauded them last week for having the crystal ball at the start of the year when they looked at the fixturing to put the Bulldogs Newcastle game 6 o'clock. Magic Round. They've done the same again here. Well done. Whoever's got that crystal ball, I wouldn't mind a look at it. West Tigers Bulldogs 6 p.m. Friday night. Hats off again. Now the flu that's apparently going around, isn't timing just amazing when the flu can strike at any sort of
is this a cynical or
more? Well,
oh my goodness.
And I'm not the cynical type, as you not as much as you.
I didn't even think of that. This flu, and by the way, we're recording this 11 o'clock Wednesday. I have to put that, because things will change by the time you listen to this. But Danny Wilder put out a tweet and said
names.
That Burton, Addo Carr. So, interesting.
We're going to talk about the game later, obviously. But if I had to lean, because there was all, apparently Burton had a great relationship with him at Penrith, a lot of the reason why he came over. And there's some chat that a lot of the players did like Baz, for all his whatever you might want to call it, downfalls as a coach. Fascinating to see how the players respond. Could we see a little bit of a lay down job? Maybe.
I'm fascinated by your wooden spoon market because we've seen how often teams can have a little bounce back, right, after a coach is removed. But now, Barrett seemed to be popular with the players, but, geez, that's gone in. What was it roughly before it tumbled into 250? Tigers 340, Knights, by the way. I wouldn't be sleeping on the Knights just yet. No, you can't be impressed with what they did on Friday. And the Warriors, $11.
Mm. I think last week, I think Tigers might have been favourites. It was almost a three-way split, Bulldogs, West and Knights. I know the Bulldogs and Knights were about 340 or 350 each of those. And we thought that game was going to be spoon bowl. Obviously, Knights won. They've drifted. Coach sacked. Doesn't really bode well. But I think, my only concern, if it was the fact of the players not really, if it was a player revolt and he'd been sacked, I'd be a little bit bullish about the rest of the year, regardless of who came in and was caretaker. But with this, I'm a little bit concerned. So if you are having a bet in that game, as always, take a seat.
Gamble responsible.
But just think about that as well. But we'll get to that next.
And Tyrell Sloan was.
I can't.
Something that piqued your interest.
I can't really figure out what is going on in Hook's head, the way he's treating Sloan at the moment. He was 18th man or in the reserves for 4, 5, 6 weeks. He's clearly the long-term solution for fullback. Plays one game last week. And I need to go back and have a good look at the game, but I don't think he was that bad. Nothing that certainly.
Oh, there was a moment.
Yeah.
He could have held on to the ball and gone. He's out of confidence very clearly.
Well, I actually went back and watched the start of the game. I didn't have time to watch the full thing. And I thought he started really well. Look, we have to remember he's what? 20 or 21 or
something. Yeah,
he's a kid. He's finding his way. I'm not sure playing in 1 week they lose and then dropping him the next is a solution. And I'll tell you what isn't the solution. Cody Ramsey at fullback.
Yeah, that's...
So...
That's eye-opening. Yeah. But what bothered me about Sloan was he was exposed. He's not a big body. And that was exposed. Remember, they played Cronulla in the wet.
Yep.
And the back three was smashed. And he brings him back in the wet. I mean, you don't put a dry runner on a wet track. And it just doesn't make sense.
Find me a more suitable game for Sloan. Now, I think there is some chat around showers around Sydney this week, but find me a more suitable game than Saturday afternoon, I believe it is.
Cogra. Warriors.
Against, of all people, the Warriors. Now, if that's a game that you want to blood a 21-year-old fullback, that is it. So... Interesting to see. Hopefully there's a late change, but Cody Ramsey said...
Look how Robinson eased in Suwali. Now, Suwali is a much better player than Sloan, but he waited till they had a nice, soft little run in the draw about, what was it, round four, round five? I think it might have been the Warriors. Remember, you said it, you said, watch for this, and it happened. All right, let's do this. Yes, our Bambi segment here on Get 'Em On Side. Sean Ormerod, do you want to go first here?
Yeah, I'll go first. Just a little one for me. And it's a little bit of a magic round theme. Now, I had FOMO halfway through magic round, probably Saturday afternoon. I thought, geez, I could really be getting around that. Would have loved to have been there. And when I go next year, I'll tell you one thing I won't be doing is buying the magic round specific merchandise.
Oh,
now, I've got to be careful because we are in the NRL HQ as we film this, but that's okay. It's got the Magic Round logo, and it's got every team sort of logo on there as well. If you're buying, and not cheap either, the fellow spies saw you the other week, my spies told me not cheap at all. If you're going to Magic Round and buying and wearing that, not only buying it, but then wearing it to the game, you need a little bit of look in the mirror, I think.
It's like when, are you saying because?
I'm saying you're an uffy.
It's a short-term thing, or so it's not a wise investment, or because... you're just supporting football. What are you supporting if you support? Like Rob Lowe got not in trouble, but people laughed at him. He was at an NFL game and he just wore a hat which said NFL because he didn't want to offend anyone. People go, yes, Rob Lowe cheers for the organisation called the National Football League.
You don't go there and cheer for rugby league and you don't go there and cheer for the concept.
you're a bitter man today. You should have gone. You've watched everyone else have a good time.
No, you're enough if you're wearing that.
Ed, I agree with that.
Yeah.
But people get into the spirit of it. And hey, if the NRL... By the way, that Manly jersey, having seen it now in person, is one of the worst jerseys I've ever seen in my life. Don't wear it. And you're not doing the Melbourne Storm any job. I don't know who you look like. If it's Melbourne Storm-esque, whatever it is, never wear it again. Now, I'd noticed a scourge in the world of podcasting. Turn your computer off, please. That is, whenever someone of note dies, it is a race for the podcast people to get their tribute on. Mark Maron, the great interviewer, the WTF man in America, is a master at this. So Gilbert Gottfried, the comic, dies. 5 minutes later, Mark Maron, 2012 interview with Gilbert Gottfried. Norm Macdonald died. Mark Maron interview with Norm Macdonald 10 minutes later. And when Andrew Simons, that was terrible, by the way. Geez, wasn't that awful to wake up to? What is it? We're losing not only players to, yeah, but like heroes.
Yeah.
Jones, Marsh, Warne, obviously, Simons. I mean, these are these are the ones we actually looked up to. But it was a colleague of mine. I'm not outing him. But it happens all over the place now. It's the podcast scourge immediately. We've got to get, this is a chance to get the numbers up. I've got it all off my chest now. Now let's have some fun. Get them on side.
Hey, mate.
Yeah, mate.
Same game multi for tonight. Thoughts on Panthers to win 13 plus?
Well, probably not. There's a few injuries this week.
Oh, we're going back. Cheers, see ya.
See ya.
Make it look easy with Sportsbet's same game multi. More markets and bigger odds with Sportsbet.
Get them on side. Welcome back, everybody. Let's do the leaderboard, shall we? So Joel got three out of eight. I won't embarrass him. Happens. I got four out of eight. I was actually okay with that. Sean, you're in a rich vein of form. I hope we're pumping all this out on social media because your form has been excellent of late. Your system has been fixed. Six out of eight against the line. You only missed on the Storm. Now, I've got to defend you here. There's no way you're taking the Storm once you found out Jerome Hughes was out.
No, I wouldn't have.
And you took the Tigers over the Cowboys. That's a bit unlucky as well, because didn't they lose Simpkin and Brooks before halftime?
Yeah,
and the Tigers led 12-8.
Yeah, they did.
So, well done. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, with a little recalibration about 3-4 weeks ago, it's come to fruition. So, we're on the right side of positive now, which is good, but you're only as good as your next bet.
So, okay.
As you find well known.
But see, that's Joel. That's how you do it. You pump everyone's tyres up and you sell like a wrestling commentator. All right, let's get to the games. We start with Thursday night footy, Newcastle versus Brisbane. If you looked at this a couple of months ago, there's no way these odds are what you'd see. It's in Newcastle. It's a Thursday night. $2.75 the Knights, $1.45 the Broncos. 6.5 is the line. Milford is in for Brisbane. Ah, see, old habits die hard. Milford is in for the Knights, who, Sean, have lost their last three at home by a combined score of 116-10. Broncos, we all know now they've won four straight. They've only conceded six tries.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Adam Reynolds has it on a string.
He does.
But they've got some steel about them for the first time in a long time.
He does, and he's only 6 points off the Dally M lead. And it wouldn't shock me if they continue to win games, he could easily win the Dally M medal this year.
Well, it's only he and Haas that are going to consistently pop throughs.
Yeah, and I think when Brisbane do win, it's either one of those three. And I'd probably lean the way of Adam Reynolds getting three more often than Payne Haas. So he's going to be right at the end. He's exceeded my expectations, certainly at the start of the year, how well he was going to go and just what he's done. He's made every single player in that team look a lot better than what I thought they were. There's still a little concern around his halves partner, Tyson Gamble. Still a little bit of a liability for me.
I think they'll play finals, and I would be surprised if Tyson Gamble is the number six come finals.
Yeah.
I think it'll be to Murray Martin. Yep. But anyway, continue. Yep.
No, so do I. We're on the same page. Cobbo fullback. Apparently, Martin's got a bit of a knock, and Cobbo was cited training at fullback this week. So watch that one as well. I just want to touch on home underdogs, their record so far this year. I've banged on about it for most of the year. They've covered 21 from 31. This year, which is
home underdogs.
Home underdogs, when they're getting the start, have covered 21 of 31 starts. So keep that in mind. Everyone that knows me knows that I love a home dog, and that's why I'm going to lean there. I'm not expecting a great deal out of Milford, but geez, that side looks a lot better with his name in the
line.
So 6.5, convert a try. Broncos win last week might have been a little bit flattering Tommy clearly wasn't right, and it wasn't his knee, I think we know now, but was playing on one leg for most of that game. And that happens at Suncorp, big crowd. You can see that. So I'm going to not completely ignore it, but I'm going to give Knights at home probably one more chance.
I just can't believe a forward pack, Clemmer, Saifidi, Frizzell, Fitzgibbon, Barnett. Mm. I know Randall's the nine and they don't have Brayley, I get that, but I don't get why they're so off the pace. That, I mean, that was truly a reprehensible game against Canterbury. A horrible game. And congratulations to the person, I can't remember who it was, who tweeted it about halftime. Loser of this game should be the one that missed Magic Round next year. It's a brilliant tweet. I'm going to take Newcastle as well at the line. I'm not saying I'm not convinced by the Broncos, but they've been up for four in a row now. Mm. I reckon they're due for a dip. Doesn't mean they'll lose. I just got them due for a dip. I don't imagine there'll be a big crowd Thursday night, low atmosphere. By the way, behind at halftime, the Broncos 2-3. So a Newcastle, Brisbane halftime, full-time double might be the one. But Sean, you've... Now, this is a good concept. I like this. So we're all taking on a game. For each game, one of us will take on and have a specific market that we like the look of. What have you got here?
Yeah, we went a little bit Ric Flair last week, and we had some real success. This isn't that far out of the box. It's Knights head-to-head. Now, we tip them at the line in every game. But if I was having a bet in this game, and I will be backing this myself as well, but Newcastle head-to-head is the way I'd be playing that. As I said, there's a little bit of concern around... overall trust about them. 6.5 isn't a huge line. If they do get up for this game at home, which we've seen a lot of home underdogs do this year, I think they can very much win the game. And the concern with it the other way is we've seen them get flogged. So it's a little bit of one way or the other. So I think, I'll be back at Knights head-to-head, certainly in this one.
All right, we go to 6 o'clock Friday. Tigers, Bulldogs, Leichhardt. Now, why would you waste a Leichhardt game at 6 o'clock on Friday?
Yeah.
They should only get three games a year, and they should all be Sunday afternoon. Yep. Preferably early season, late season, try and get a nice warm day. Anyway, we're a bit lost at sea here because of the Bulldog situation, but $1.90 each of two. Mick Potter announced as coach, at least for the rest of the season. He wouldn't have picked the team, obviously, so it's very simple. Jacob Carraz is now in. The Brent Naden thing is bizarre. I don't know if he left because of Barrett. I don't know if he left because he wants to play centre. I don't know if he left because Canterbury pushed him out because they want to give this kid a chance, Carraz. And if that's the case, I think that might be a pretty astute decision.
So do I.
$1.90 each of two, Leichhardt. I don't know. I got Canterbury. But the flu.
Yeah, I'm not going to, as you said before, it's Wednesday as we record. I think there's going to be a lot to happen, certainly by far as team news is concerned as we approach this game. Right now, I think I have to lean the way of Wes.
But no Brooks, no Simpkin.
Yeah, I mean, that back line is decimated. So I don't love it, but I think we're either going to see some team changes for the Bulldogs, big outs, some chat around Burton and Fox.
Yes.
So they've got no hope whatsoever if they don't play. You've got that on your side, and you've also got a team that doesn't really care after the club sacked potentially a bloke that they like as their coach. But good luck in this game.
If Canterbury wins, we might have a second coaching casualty next week. I don't like saying it because I love Madge, but if they lose to this Canterbury side, it could be a problem. I've got this one, Ockenbaugh anytime trial. Your bloke,
is this?
Ockenbaugh. Because...
April Fool's Day again.
Tigers have conceded 22 tries on their left side. And you've got, I don't think, defensive juggernauts right across the back line. Tupo, Kapoa, Peachy, Mamalo. Ockenbaugh, if he hangs onto the ball, I think $2.50, just throw that into all your little same-game multis. I also had the alternate line 44.5 under, but you're not going to get much value for that.
Yeah, just on that, we know Dogs have struggled to score so far this year, but I'd be wary about them playing the exact same brand of footy. On paper, it looks like an under game, but I'd be wary if it is dry.
Okay,
just keep that in mind.
70% chance of rain on Friday, so just cool your jets until we get to Friday. Parramatta Manly. At Combank Stadium, Manly, good record here. Remember last year, they gave it to Parramatta. This was really the arrival of Josh Schuster. $1.39, $3. Manly's really struggling, aren't they? Morgan Harper is back, so a big defensive test for him as usual. Mm. Parramatta They're in a real loss, win, loss, win, loss run. Well, that's what they are at, actually. Only their fourth game at home this year, Sean. One of the other home games, Darwin, was a catastrophe for them. Schuster is in for Manly. The line, 7.5.
Yeah, Schuster's in, but I think he's named on the bench.
I don't think he'll be 12 and Davey will go back to the bench.
Surely he starts. And if he does, I mean, Morgan Harper playing, I don't love it. But he was there all of last year when they were flying.
So that's fair. Confidence low, though.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, it'll help if they don't have to defend as much, because that's been his issue. I thought Parramatta, that game last week against the Roosters was a cracker. I thought the scoreline certainly flattered them. They were getting flogged early. I think they were down by 19 with that field goal at one point. A couple of kicks off tries that were great tries, but you need a lot of luck on your side to get them home. So it might have just flattered them how close they got in the end. And then Manly, I spoke about it when we spoke about the Broncos game. Turbo clearly wasn't right. Hopefully he's right for this game. And if he is, I think Manly are a huge, huge chance in this one. I'll be taking them with the start in this game.
Okay. All right. I've got Parramatta because I just don't see... Manly don't have it right now. They're 5-5, so it's not panic stations. Benji was telling me, and I'm not meaning to name drop, but he's a guy who's had a medial knee injury, and he said it does take 3 to 4 weeks to get back, ease back into it. So you can play with it, as Tom is doing,
yeah.
But it takes, it's a medial thing, the Tom injury, but it is going to take a few weeks. So until we see him back, I'm going to stay away. Give me Parramatta. This is not my game, but Sean Lane might be able to expose Morgan Harper defensively because the other centre would be Tom Opacek. I would rather Sean Lane for the any time. But the official have a look at goes to Joel, and he likes the Seagulls at the line. So there you go. 7.5, get a little bit of insurance.
I like it, Sean.
What will that start? No changes, Sean. What do you anticipate that start?
I only got it to -6 Parramatta. So I'm tipping Manly 7.5. There isn't a lot. I don't think there's a huge amount of discrepancy in what I make it. I think maybe 6.5.
Yeah. I can't see getting to 8. 8's the key in terms of if you want to really load up on Manly or the line. I don't think it'll get to 8.
If we get the all clear from Turbo, which we think we will, Schuster playing, which we anticipate, 8 feels a bit of a stretch. Shugs with the Seagulls. And again, we'll tweet out all his tips in this one as well, so you can keep track of them all.
Dragons versus Warriors. Cogra. Haven't played many at Cogra this year, have they? This is, I think Penrith might have been the only game, and they were really close. That was a Friday night. This is a Saturday afternoon. $1.62.35. You've already flagged that the Cody Ramsey is in. No Josh Maguire. He's been great for the Dragons this year, but... the Warriors, Ewan Aiken returns. Warriors, what did they... Oh, against South, my God, that was a strange game. This is a nightmare to try and pick. Dragons did beat the Warriors 28-16, Sunshine Coast round one. It was 16-all. That game was up for grabs. 3.5, very skinny line, Sean.
Yeah, speaking of score lines that flattered teams from Magic Round, the Warriors certainly falls into that category. They were getting absolutely lapped in that first half and they were diabolical.
We had Nathan Brown sacked at halftime.
Yeah, that's one of the worst halves I've ever seen by a team. Somehow, I mean, that helped when it was Cook that got Simbin late in the game, scored a couple of late tries. It completely ignore the scoreline there because that does flatter them. As I said at the start, I would love to have seen Sloan named at fullback because Ramsey really does scare the hell out of me. But I'll be with the Dragons here in a pretty big way.
Yeah,
they can run up a score.
It was the Warriors' left side defence that was absolutely pitiful against South. Some of those tries, Tane Milne, were disgraceful. So maybe. Moses Suli, I think it's strange that he's only got the one try in 10 games. He's been very good. He scored his first try last week. You've got the one here, and you've already flagged it. So if you really want to lock into a particular market, you're looking at the big line, little line, and it's 13+ for you. What are you getting there? Oh, that's 340. That's nice.
Yeah, I'll be backing just the line as well in this one, but certainly have to be on Dragons 13+. This feels so suitable for them to put on a score against the Warriors. Little caveat is the weather around. But if we do get a dry track during the day, I've got some fears about what the Warriors are going to serve up here. So Dragons 13+, $3.50, $3.40 rather. Like, look at that.
Cowboys, Melbourne, match of the night. No, it's not the match of the night. It's a good one, though. Actually, two really good games on Saturday on Fox. Cowboys, Storm. This is up there at Queensland Country Bank. 260, 150. Cowboys haven't beaten Melbourne since 2015 preliminary final. So that was the game before they won the comp. So it's 12 straight wins. Melbourne have only played three away games this year. Do you realise that? They've had a lot of home football. I don't count last week. Last week was a nominal, it was a neutral game, but it was a nominal Melbourne home game. Cowboys five straight, but only one against top eight opposition. That was Parramatta. In Darwin, I'm still not convinced. They're 7-3. They're 3-2 at home. 6.5 is the line, Sean.
Yeah, there's something about this game. I mean, as you said, I'm just looking at their fixture now, who they have played. Remember that they played the Roosters in round four up at...
And they were exposed.
And they were exposed there. And then that form didn't really go on to stack up either. Outside of that, they played the Eels. That was such a suitable game for them in Darwin, took care of them. Outside of that, well, they played the Broncos as well, but that was early doors. I can't really believe the price you're getting about the Storm here. Can you imagine at the start of the year, if you had said you could back Melbourne -6.5 against the Cowboys, you'd be calling your bank manager. So there is obviously some big outs. Pappenhausen, the big one. Big Nelson is out as well. So they're far from full strength. The key here is obviously Jerome Hughes. Been named, think he's probably going to play after missing last week.
Yeah,
you just have to be on the Storm here.
It's interesting. He stuck with Wishart at one. It was a tough night for Wishart. All right, let's be honest. He really struggled. I thought Meaney should have been there. And Dean Eremia, I see, has been named at 15.
He's on the bench, yeah.
I can't see Eremia being on the bench. I think he either comes into the starting side.
Yep.
And Meaney goes to... See, okay, here's what'll happen. Okay, are we thinking this? Eremia goes to wing, Meaney goes to fullback, and Wishart goes back to his position as the backup dummy half. Okay, well, worked that out. Yeah. I'm much more comfortable there. Isn't it funny? I thought Melbourne were actually a chance against Penrith until Hughes was out.
Yeah.
I thought they could cover Pappenhausen. They could cover... Who was the other player that missed? I can't remember, but... it was that one that did me in. So Joel has got this one, and he's got Val Holmes, anytime try scorer, 345. Val Holmes, is he on the Seve wing? Seve centre side of the ground? Either way, 345.
Isn't hindsight a wonderful thing? I'm just looking at what that game jumped last week. It was only -5.5. Penrith.
Oh, mate, I spoke to people that cleaned up. Yeah, absolutely cleaned up.
That's going in my retro bet file.
Hang on, so Jerome Hughes is out, Pappenhausen's out, 5.5.
Yeah, I think it was 2.5, 3, teetered around, and then when it was confirmed, only moved that 2.5 points. It just, yeah.
That was obvious after 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Yep. This game could be anything. Roosters Penrith, good game. Saturday night, SCG. Some of us have to call this game despite wanting to watch the election. But hey, what can you do? Roosters. $3.50. Did you not see what they did last Sunday? Penrith $1.31. The line here is a fat 9.5. Penrith have won their last four against the Roosters. Three of them have been very close. Very close. There was one blowout. That was right in the peak of six again, and I think the Roosters had one go to the bin, so I'm kind of discounting that. They then met again. Penrith won 20-14. Before that, they met in a final. Penrith were clearly a better team, but only won 29-28. I still think the Roosters have the respect of the Panthers, and I think 9.5 is too much.
Yeah, so do I. I don't think there's a huge gap in what I think it should be. I think it's probably around the 8 mark, but they were enormous last week, the Roosters. And again, my boy Teddy, he's been slandered a little bit like you to me a few weeks ago on this show for his form. He has been incredible the last 5-6 weeks. At night, potentially a bit slippery, low scoring game. I think this could be an absolute cracker.
Saying Teddy might slip over and get a high tackle and someone might go to 10 for 10 in the bin? That tends to happen at the SCG a lot.
Well, I hope it does.
Can you get a market on that? You can't, because we can't bet on sin bins, because it would... you know, the sanctity of the game.
The word's integrity.
So 9.5, you're on Penrith. You're on the Roosters.
Yeah, Roosters, like it.
Radley out, but Collins in. And I'm also 9.5, Roosters. And the bet I like, I think it'll be close. I can't say the Roosters blowing the Panthers away, certainly. So the try bet, either team 10 or less, $2.10. I found that to be quite interesting. We get to Sunday afternoon, and the poor old Raiders, I mean, they just get taken everywhere. Dubbo is where they now travel. Beautiful part of the world, but I mean, the poor bastards have got to go to Wagga, they've got to go to Mudgee. Just basically any team says, no, we don't respect you enough to play you at home, we're taking you away. Oh my God, I've just seen your bet here. $1.55 to $2.45. Whiten is in. Zach Wolford's the number 9. I like that. Papa Lee East 250th. Now, he had all his family with him at Magic Round, which makes me think they're not coming with him to Dubbo. They've won 6 of their last 9 against South. Trent Peoples is the South Sydney second rower. That's what's been named. He's a very, seems like a good kid, but he's inexperienced. And their last 3 wins, as Joel likes to tell us, Sean, not very good. Warriors, they were terrible in the second half. Manly, there was a send-off. Canterbury, there was a sin bin. I'm on Canberra head-to-head here. Forget the 4.5. I think Canberra are a very nice bet here.
Yeah, and we are very well aligned. I was a bit worried when you just caught a peek in my best bet. I thought you might be going the other way.
Well, it's bold.
But it sounds like, well, sorry. Actually, this won't be my best bet, but it will be how I will be having a bet in the game. I am huge on the Raiders here. I actually can't believe how short the Bunnies here now, with no Latrell, no Cam Murray, Jacob Host out as well. And the Raiders are playing sneaky well. Didn't just play well. Like they killed the Sharkies last week. So you get Jack Whiten back in that side. I think this could almost be a toss of the coin game. Maybe South slight favourites.
Yep.
So tipping the Raiders, but I'll be also backing Raiders 13.
Yeah, this is the one. This is what piqued my interest.
We go to Dubbo during the day again. We should say
$6.25.
It's been a little.
Is that in your best bets? Will we do it later?
No, not that. But it'll feature the green.
Okay.
Sheen. There's one thing I do love when you get a day game, no weather, underdog, who I give a big sight, taken by a margin.
Cody Walker's unhappy. Something's not right at South.
Yep.
That leaves us to our last game. Oh, sorry, bonus Bambi. Before we get to that, bonus Bambi.
Bonus Bambi,
because I just thought of it. What was Latrell Mitchell doing with that stupid message at the airport? Hi, did you not see this?
I missed this.
Hi, guys. Look, it's got out now, so I might as well acknowledge it. I'm off to the San Francisco 49ers to try out for them. I want to thank such and such for that. And then 5 hours later, he gets on, saying that must have been before he left. He's then somewhere else walking out of the airport. Okay, joke's on you, media. See, this is why you can never believe what you hear. I don't believe the media reported the scandalous news. And also, what are you doing scaring the shit out of South Sydney fans like that?
Yeah, imagine that.
I didn't believe it. I thought, this is strange. I sent a text to Reedy, because he's on top of these things. I said, this can't be right. This is just taking the piss out of what Jarrod Hayne did, isn't it? And apparently every media member thought the same. I didn't see anyone report it. So, not funny, Latrell. last game, Gold Coast versus Sharks. The Sharks learned their lesson very quickly about where to put Nicho Hynes and their fullback, $310.37. This is at Cbus. Lachlan Miller. Now, this is the rugby kid who apparently has got some real talent, real toe. He's a speedster, isn't he?
Mm.
More importantly, he's a fullback. More importantly, Hynes goes back to 7 with Moylan. So credit to Craig Fitzgibbon. He's not stubborn. He's realised, okay, we got it wrong last time. Sharks have won their last 6 against the Gold Coast, including their last 2 at Cbus. They do have no Dale Finucane. The Gold Coast have 3 wins, Sean. Their wins. I think this could be the worst form line in terms of wins. Dragons, horrible game. Would you agree? That was a reprehensible game.
That was the worst game I've ever seen.
Oh, hang on. What, against...
That was too far.
No, the worst game you ever saw was when they beat the Tigers 8-6.
Sorry, I'm getting...
So they got 2 of the worst games ever, and the other game was they beat the Warriors in a totally... So forgettable, I forgot it. 7.5, too skinny, that line.
Yeah, well, you would have heard on the podcast because you said you listened to it.
Oh, up to a point. There was only so much of a battering I could take.
Yeah, we were worried about the Nico going to fullback move, and good that he's swallowed a little bit of pride there and has moved him back. I think we're going to see a big bounce back here. This is a really suitable game. Finucane out. I mean, he's an out, but I don't think this sort of game it's going to be exacerbated. I think it could be pretty fast. Gold Coast, really good track. Very, very suitable for the Sharks to bounce back and put on a score.
Okay, and who's got the bet here? Oh, here it is.
Joel Kane
goes Sharks line. So we're all on the same page. So there you go. There's the specific bet that we've looked at. 7.5. I think we might have a nice little multi coming up. Last week's winners in regards to our best bet. So let's have a look at that. Ooh, 2 out of 3. Well done.
Easy
you
chance.
Are very bullish. $2.25. Very bullish about the Roosters. Congratulations. The Dogs, Knights, Unders.
That, your bet.
That's a steal.
That was an amazing bet.
But, I mean, that was... Yeah. What was the...
30... I think it might have jumped 32.5, 33.5.
We got it better than that, didn't we?
Yeah, no. You tipped it 35.5 and it tumbled in.
Fantastic.
So we got 2 out of 3. What did Joel get wrong? He had Burton to score.
Anytime.
Tough one. We all thought it was unders.
Tried to warn him as well.
You can't thread the hand needle to thread. So we get to our best bets for this week. Joel, we'll get him done nice and early. He's gone Tigers, Bulldogs under 37.5. I tend to share. I think he's right, but I tend to share your fear that this could be gay abandon. Loosey-goosey, as I would say.
Loosey-goosey.
But in saying that, the attacks of both teams are so pitiful that even loosey-goosey and still might be under. So that's Joel, $1.90, 37.5. Right, we get to Sean's best bet. You flag this.
Yep.
Now, I'm surprised. You're so bullish about the Raiders, I thought you'd take them head-to-head.
Yeah, no, I actually had it written down in the WhatsApp to Cam last night or this morning whenever I was frying off, and it did have head-to-head, but I'm just going to take a little bit of insurance. But in this game, this is how I'm playing it. If it's got the words Canberra Raiders in it, just back it. I don't think you can go wrong. I think they're exceptional value. I'll be backing them plus, head-to-head, and 13+. Gamble responsibly, of course, but I'm pretty bullish on that one.
And for me, it is the last game. We could have a big Sunday here. Sharks at the line, -7.5. Gold Coast, I talked about their form. They can't score points. So you don't need the Sharks to score that many. And we've seen they have the ability, particularly Arvo football. Now, I know Arvo football at Shark Park is where they've blasted teams, but I can see them putting up a number against the Gold Coast Titans. I think something is a bit whiffy there as well. So that is just about it. We made it. Come back soon, Joel. Burn the suit. And we will do it all again next week. But Sean, you get to do...
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Shane Lowry, top 5, USPGA.
It's gonna last.
He's playing very good. It's a very even field. I like Rory. But anyone knows if you've backed Rory over the last 8 years in a major, you've done your dough. Shane Lowry, top 5. He's playing exceptional golf. He's won a major. He can melt in a major, but take that. And hung Parliament, it's going to happen.
Still bullish about the hung?
I wasn't until a Labor operative told me some numbers.
Operative?
That Labor will get there, but it might be... They're going to need the Teals, and they're going to need Wilkie, and they're going to need the Green in Bant as well. But anyway,
beautiful.
Enjoy your election night. Enjoy your footy. Sean O'Meron.
Joel Kane always says, take a sec before you bet, set up a deposit limit, and gamble responsibly.
Goodbye.